News about our national sport, cricket.
Our national sport's footy.
It's basketball.
Gymnastics.
Aussie rules.
Golf.
MMA. Bingo.
Cane-toed racing.
Tab, we're on.
You win some, you lose more.
It's time on Racing Pulse for Fast Four Best Bets and Quaddie Plays for today's Victorian racing.
Rick Mackey's calling at home today, which means he's always confident at Appium Bendigo. How are you, Rick Mack?
I'm good. I'm wrapped to be going to Bendigo, but I don't know about confident. I've been struggling to find a winner since I've been back, Michael.
Well, it was pretty...
You haven't got one for me, have you?
Well...
Anywhere will do.
Anywhere. It was pretty tricky, that first set of jumps races. We had everything going on the other day at the Bull.
Yeah, well... Yeah, we did. That wasn't ideal, was it, when the $1.10 favourite brings down me value selection for the day?
No.
About the third jump of the first jumps race of the season. But anyway, had to wait till the last to get knocked off by my man Pushka, knocks me best bet off. So, yeah, no, it wasn't ideal, Vaughnable, the other day. But anyway, look, the... albeit a little bit of an operation on a collarbone, it could have been a lot worse for Campbell. So I think that's good news in the end, Michael.
It is indeed. We're on a good four surface today, rails out six. So tricky day, but where do we go for a bet?
Going to go with Harry Coffey, race five, number five, I'm Geronimo. Just missed the other day, was good at Bendigo before that, behind Dio, gets the inform right, a good draw. He'll lob right behind him. There's good speed here with KGB, Noble Night Owl. I think he'll get the run of the race. And hopefully Harry just gets him into the clear. Nice little split at the right time. And he'll get it done today. Race five, number five, is my best, Michael.
I like that. Harry's in ripper form. So $2.40, I am Geronimo. Anything else on the card?
I can't believe the price is holding up. Race seven, number nine, Future Monarch. He's got a terrific record second up. He's got Damien Lane. He's had the first up run. And I thought he was a great chance of winning race seven, number nine. So we might make a quaddy based around that. I'm going to be gutsy in the first leg. Take five, I'm Geronimo, one out. In the second leg, look, it could be a tricky staying race, but I'm sticking with my main three selections. Five, Theodore. It's a tough ask, 16 out to 2,200, but he was pretty down the other day, and the stable have got it right with a couple of others recently where they've jumped to the trip and it's worked. I think 6 miles reward's going pretty well. I think third up, he's got a really, really good chance, and 12 seasons is... to Sun is the other one you put in, so 5, 6 and 12. Race 7, we'll take 2, which is the Brill Building, and 9, Future Monarch, and we'll come home with a field, Michael.
I like it.
I was going to say chop the bottom two out, but that you take the field, in the last leg, and hopefully if Harry does the right thing with Peter Bergen's horse, we're on the way.
We will be just kicking back with the feet up as we watch that last leg, just yelling for the outsider. It's a good plan, Rick. Good calling today.
Good on you, Michael.
Rick Mack with his look at Bendigo.